Chevra, we continue to learn tonight. Refuah Shleima for Binyamin Pinchas Ben Dafna, and for all of Chayli Yisrael B'Seich, Kol Klal Yisrael. Especially these days during Chanukah are very big days of Refuah. Gemara tells us that Refa'enu is the eighth bracha, so there's a special kesher to number eight in Refuah. Eight is obviously L'malam in Ateva. Chanukah we know is 8 days, and it's a big zman of Refuah. Gematra Melech, Refa'e Neman is exactly Gematra Ladik near Chanukah. Yet Hashem, Binyam Pinchas, and all the Chaylim that need Refuahs, Shem Refuah Shleima Bekarav Mamish. You know, if you look at the end of last week's parsha, the Maftir of Vayeshev, and if we remember last Shabbos Kodesh, was the Hakdama for Chanukah. Chanukah began last Matzeh Shabbos Kodesh. Erev Chanukah was Shabbos. Also, we've spoken about it, this table, even though it's a new bias, it's a new house, the table... The Emma says, no, we didn't used to speak at this table.
Purim table.
This summer we said this at the Purim table. That all the Kedusha and Brach of a week comes from the Shabbos before it. And that's why, Mirt Hashem, all of you will have an Ofruf before your Chasana, or some have had. That's why the Ikar Ofruf is the Shabbos right before the Chasana. The new Midurna Shazachim to have 2 weeks before, 3 weeks before, because it's convenient. Okay, if your parents want that to make them happy, it's all good. But that being said, the Iker Ufruf Api Halacha and all the reasons make only sense to Shabbos right before the Chasana. Because all the Kedusha and Bracha of the Chasana come from the Shabbos beforehand. Vayavarach Elokim Es Yom HaShvi'i VeYakadishah. So, Kadosh Baruch Hu blessed the seventh day and made it holy. So all the Kedusha and Bracha of Chanukah, of this whole week of Chanukah, came from last Shabbos. From last Shabbos already. Zois Chanukah comes from this upcoming Shabbos, but... we're not going to go there right now. And Vada, the end of the parasha, Maftir Vayeshev. Vada, the end of the parasha. Bring, you need more chairs? Berkel, go tell Shmuel we need more chairs in here, maybe. Oh, sit here. The end of the parasha surely was leading us off into the Heilige Yontif of Chanukah, was telling us something about Chanukah. And what was the end of the parasha? If you look at Vayeshev Maftir, Vayhi Bayom Ashlishi Yom, who led us as Paro. It was Paro's birthday. And on that day, on Paro's birthday, Vayas Mishta L'chol Avadav, he made a big party. And that's the day that he took the Sar HaMashkim. He took his butler, Vayoshev Sar HaMashkim HaMashkeyu Vayitin HaKos L'Kaf Paro. And he returned to Sar HaMashkim, he put him back in his place. He lifted him out of jail and said, you're going to be my butler again, and have all the kavod and all this, everything that goes along with that. And Vesara Ofim into the baker, Tala Kasher Pater Lam Yosef. He hung him just like Yosef interpreted. That was on Paro's birthday. Suddenly the Berachayim, Rav Melech brings down from the Rebbes of Slonim, he doesn't say which one, seemingly all of them, they ask the following question. It was known that one's birthday is a Simcha Digday, is a special day. And on one's birthday, especially the king's birthday, it was known as a day that he was extremely merciful, the king. And it was a day that he would pardon many individuals, like he did to the Sar HaMashkim. So how could on that very day, when he's full of joy and full of rachamim, full of mercy, full of that on that very day, he's going to go and he's hanging the Sar HaOifim, you'd think he'd have mercy for him as well. What's pshat? So comes the Salam Rabbeim, and they say something for each and every one of us. Say something for each and every one of us. He said that a birthday is a very chashiv day. It's a very special day. And on a special day, you have potential for something great, something unbelievable. But whatever that greatness, whatever is unbelievable, could be l'toiv oy l'ra. Whenever there's opportunity for greatness, zelu maseh, There's opportunity for tremendous growth. There's also going to be an opportunity for tremendous falling. So it comes along on that very day, there was the Sar HaMashkim that's going and rises back up to his special position in the Sar HaOfim's Kong. So the Rav Melech explains, so too comes Yontif of Chanukah. And that was the last words of the parasha before Chanukah. And the Rabbanu Shalom is trying to be merameh to us and hint us and tell us that there are great days coming our way. We're in the middle of great days, big days. Much bigger than the Yom Huledet of Paro. And these are days that can be full of tremendous growth, tremendous kedusha, tremendous hisayrus, life-altering days of awe, of light, of clarity. But lo'aleinu, if we don't grab onto them, by definition, then they're very lowly days. They're not just stam. It's not just a regular day that you don't grab onto and you don't use for the proper hisayrus. You've mamish fallen to very low places. We're already tonight, sixth night of Chanukah. It goes by so quickly. So quickly. We have to think back already, the first 5 days of Chanukah. Are we the Sar HaMashkim or Sar HaOfim? What have we been doing with these special days? Have we been grabbing on to the Kedusha? Have we using them for growth? Have we using the candles, the Oirois, to enlighten our lives and see the world with clarity? Have we been inspired, l'hoidus l'halal, to have proper gratitude to the Rabbeinu Shalom for all He does for us always? Have we been seeing the Nisim Gluyim and the Nisim Nistarim in our lives? Or, we light our candles, we say the Haner Shalalu, Al HaNisim, have a nice potato laka and maybe a jelly donut, and call it a day. So l'maisa, we still have a few days left. These are very big days. Very big days that can be mamish the aura of our lives. You know, there's a Gemara, the Gemara in Shabbos, Chaf Aleph and Beis, it has Machlokes, Beisham, Beis Hillel, whether, as we do, or Moisef V'Hoylech, that every day of Chanukah we add on another candle, or whether really we should be lessening our candles. Like Beisham says, Beis Hillel tells us what we do, to each day Moisef V'Hoylech. And one of the reasons brought down in the Gemara there in Shabbos Chaf Aleph and Beis of why we are adding each day, it's Keneged Hayamim Sheyotzim, the days that have passed by. The Yamim Hayotzim, the days that have passed by. Is that true? Is that really true? Tonight, I assume most of us, if not all of us, lit Chanukah Licht already. If you didn't like Chanukah Licht yet,
light again.
Then when you get home, by the time you get home, it's probably past Zaman of Tichla Regel Min Ashuk, unless you live Mamish, you know, in Times Square or something. So then you can only light with a bracha if someone's up. If no one's up, you still light without a bracha. One Thursday night, I remember years ago, one of the Talmidim, one of the guys came over to me after Shir, it was already Chveis Nish, 1 o'clock, 1:30 in the morning. He says, Rebbe, I didn't light Chanukah Licht yet. It's only 1:30 in the morning. L'maisa, l'halacha, as we all know, he's Yosef through his father's lighting. That we all light is mahadrim and mahadrim. The ikar mitzvah, one person lights. So, as long as one person lit in the house wherever you're sleeping, you're yotze. Right? A father, a brother, a mother could be mitzvah to you. Afen ha'yibosonei, so a woman could light the menorah for you. Most wives don't light the menorah, ishtok agufo, not to get into that right now. But l'maisa, they could. They have the halacha just like us. And if your mother lit for you, she's mitzvah to you. You don't even have to light. That's the proper halacha, on the same level. So la halacha, he didn't have to light, but you know how it is, he wants the light. Imagine mamish, you didn't light Chanukah menorah one night, and you're yoytze for someone else. Mamish, you feel like you're missing out such big time. Even though it's only a mahadrin min a mahadrin. Not even a mahadrin min a mahadrin. Right? The ikar mitzvah, one candle each night, the whole bias. But he really wanted to light. I said, okay, you light. So I got in the car and we drove to his house together. You know, by this time it was like 2 o'clock in the morning, and I was there with him. So now he can make brachas. So he's able to make the brachas and light, and we sang together. Ner Shalalo Mosur, 2 o'clock in the morning. We waited by the Neros a while. And Baruch Hashem was very beautiful. But Lameisa, we light Chanukah. So tonight, what candle did you light tonight? The 6th candle, right? Chavra. So the Gemara says one of the reasons why we light 6 candles, like, because in the Keneger, Yomim Hayoitim, the days that have passed. How many days passed already? Did 6 days pass? I hope not. We're just starting the 6th day. That's scary. Already we just lost another day? It's enough that we lost 5 days already. I don't know if we grabbed onto them. We just lost Neger Yomim Hayoitim. We just lit the licht and we lost another day? What do you mean, Neger Hayomim Hayoitim? The day didn't pass by the last day, the 6th day. We're just starting the 6th day. That's Erev Shabbos Kodesh. I could grab onto this day. I could gain so much from this day. So maybe we could answer based on a Torah by the Heilige Baal Shem that we've mentioned this Torah once before about from Baal Shem. The Baal Shem Tov says we start out Shabbos and we say right at the beginning of Shabbos in our tefillos, Hashem b'nei esar Shabbos, last Shabbos b'nei esar b'tzalam, b'nei b'nei esar, o'siyulam, kishesh yom ha'asar, esar shmayim v'zart, uv'yom ha'shvi, Shabbos v'yin ha'fash. Right at the beginning of Shabbos, we say this in our first tefillos, right? Whoever knows. And what do we learn from Shabbos v'yin ha'fash? The Gemara in Beit Tadach Tazayin Ma'al tells us Shabbos v'yin ha'fash, kevan sheshavaz v'ovda nafesh. When Shabbos passes by, Vai of the nafash. We're going to lose our neshama yisera. So right away, we just started Shabbos and we're talking about losing our neshama yisera. We just got our neshama yisera. Why are we talking about losing it now? Why are we mentioning this right away? So comes Baal Shem and Baal Shem says, right at the beginning of Shabbos, we want to inspire ourselves and remind ourselves, guess what? You know this neshama yisera you just got? You know this Kedusha Shabbos was so special? You're going to lose it tomorrow night. Make the most of it. Grab onto it. Don't let it pass you by so quickly. So we want to mention that we're going to lose it right away. Keneged ayam v'yoytze, maybe. We say Mechanica as well. Every night we say, Vada, we still have the 6th day. But realize we're going to lose it soon. Make the most of it. And the truth is for all of Chanukah, for Gantz Chanukah, it passes by so quickly. Before we know it, it's going to be Sunday afternoon, Zoyz Chanukah. And we're going to be crying that we don't light the licht again for another year. Let's make the most of it. Let's make sure we're the Sar HaMashkim on this special day. We're making the most and inspiring ourselves to light a fire that will last an entire year. But in one area specifically, what area? I had the schus to speak earlier tonight by a kumzitz with the Heilige Talmidim, the seniors. It's mamish very, very special. I recorded the Torah. I don't know if I'm going to put it on Y Torah and decide, but I want to share one idea that I was speaking to them about. We're just trying to understand, because if we want to understand what chizik to take from Chanukah, we have to understand what Chanukah is. So we have to understand what is the miracle of Chanukah. What is the miracle of Chanukah? If I went around this room, I'd get probably 3-4 different answers. What's the miracle of Chanukah? What's the nes that we're celebrating? So some are going to say, the nes? What do you mean the nes? That oil that was supposed to last one day lasted 8 days. Thus is the nes. I learned this in kindergarten already. I learned it in nursery. Others would say, the nes that they even found the Pach Shemen. That they found this jar of oil that was still tar after the Greeks were metame kol hashemanim shebehechel. That there was one left. Those who know some deeper Torah say, you know what? And that pach, you know where that came from? That was from the pachim katanim from Yaakov Avini when he went back and he fought with the Sar Shal Esav mamish nisim shebenisim. That was that same oil. Mamish, that was that same oil. You've seen this Torah? It's famous. So that's an ace also. And others will say, come on, Rebbe, you've taught us this before. All of that's insignificant. That's not what we're really celebrating. Those of us who know a little bit understand that those are insignificant, meaningless miracles. If we didn't have a menorah, no big deal. So then what are we celebrating? That we won the war. That we defeated the Yevanim. And if you know a little bit about the storyline, we defeated the Yevanim. How many Chashmonaim defeated the Yevanim? How many Chashmonaim were there? Whoever knows? How many? Close. 13. 13 Chashmonaim. I mean, that's crazy. That's already, and that we defeated the Yevanim, the Yad Hashem, defeated the Greeks, defeated Hellenism. Thus is the miracle of Hanukkah, right? That's what... Read Al Nisim. Giborim b'yad chalashim, brabim b'yad ma'atim. Doesn't even mention the oil in Al Nisim. You ever notice that? Doesn't even mention it. But then you open up the Gemara, my Hanukkah doesn't mention the war. Only talks about the oil. A little strange. Very strange, right? Okay, so you have all Torahs on all this. We've heard this before. But what do I want to say? The emes is, I don't believe any of what we just suggested, any of the suggestions were the miracle of Hanukkah. Because all of that, when we talk about miracles, is just a play of words. Let's be real. Everything we just mentioned, the oil, the finding the oil, the war, it's all Yad Hashem. It's all just the hand of God. And for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to allow oil to last 8 days, is that any more difficult than it is for us to wake up in the morning? For us to be able to see, for us to be able to hear? So we're used to it a little bit more. So we call one thing a miracle, one thing not a miracle, but it's really a play of words. Either everything in the world is a miracle or nothing's a miracle. Is it difficult for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to allow the 13 Chashmonaim to defeat the Yavonim? Of course not. Vadanisht. It's Yad Hashem. It's also Yad Hashem that I'm speaking right now. It's also Yad Hashem that I'm breathing right now. It's just a great miracle that each and every one of us is breathing right now. It's just a great miracle as it was to defeat the Yavonim. Do we believe this? It's Emes. Thus is an ace. Right now that we're sitting here, that we're upright, that I could see, that I could hear, that I could smell. Although I haven't smelled anything for 3 months, I don't know. It's all another Torah, I don't know. Some doctor has to figure out what's going on, but I thought, whatever. These are all Nisim, just as much as it is to win a war. So I call it a miracle because I'm not used to it. And what I'm used to, I don't call a miracle. I call that Teva, nature. Nature's God's everyday miracles. As we say, you open up, by the way, you ever pay attention to what you say in Modim? We say, Al Nisecha Shebechol Yom. On the miracles of every day. Did you see any revealed miracles today? Did you see any oil lasting 8 days that should have lasted a day? You see, Vadi saw open miracles. We woke up this morning. So if we have this approach, the question now is, so what is the miracle of Hanukkah? If we really understand that everything's Yad Hashem, and really, one who really sees God is not more impressed with oil lasting 8 days than he is with the ability to see. I'm equally impressed with both. It's all Yad Hashem. What are we celebrating? What's the miracle of Hanukkah? So I want to suggest, and not to go into the lengthy Torah right now, that's not where I want to go with this, but the miracle of Hanukkah is nothing Hashem does, because that's, again, all Yad Hashem. The miracle of Chanukah is that 13 Chashmonaim are willing to be Moser Nefesh and to sacrifice their lives for the Rabbonu Shalom. It made absolutely no sense. Why would they think to even stand up to the Greeks? Seems like suicide. Why would they be willing? Why were there Yidden that were willing to learn Torah, Pikua, Sakonis Nefashos? The Mesiris Nefesh of the Yidden of the time, of the Chashmonaim. That was the miracle of Hanukkah. That was the miracle of Hanukkah. The miracles of the world are not what God does. That's just a play of words. Either everything Hashem does is a miracle or nothing He does is a miracle. That's just lingo. The miracles of the world are what we do. When we overachieve, when there are Yidden that are Moser Nefesh daily, that there are Yidden that wake up 4 o'clock in the morning to put in a 2-hour Seder before Vasikin, and then go to work for 10, 12 hours a day as lawyers, as doctors, in real estate, whatever it might be, and then come home and spend a couple hours with their family and then go back to the Beis Medrash. Mesiris Nefesh for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mesiris Nefesh for Torah. Those is miracles, Nisim Gluyim. What we achieve, what we are Moser Nefesh, those are miracles. That's what I believe. And that was what the Chashmonaim taught us. We could talk about this for the next hour, but that's not where I want to go now. I want to ask you something. What gave the Chashmonaim the foresight and the understanding to think that they're able to step up to the Yavanim? That should have been suicide. Shkoyach, they're willing to be moser nefesh for God, but why? Ain't soim chinal anes. Who are they to think they could defeat the Yevanim? Who are they to think they're able to do that? So there's a Medrash Tanchuma at the beginning of Parshas Vayeshev. There's a Medrash Tanchuma at the beginning of Parshas Vayeshev. The Medrash Tanchuma says as follows. Maksiv l'malam in Inyan. What's written before Vayeshev? What's the end of Vayishlach? Eile aluf ebnei Edom, aluf magdia, aluf iram. It discusses all of the hierarchies, the kings of Esav. Esav was a powerhouse. King after king, alufe, alufe, alufe. And Yaakov saw that. Kevan shira Yaakov, aluf ebnei Esav, nisyare. Yaakov again, as he always is afraid of Esav. How am I going to, they're going to come and destroy me, they're going to come kill me, what's going to be? So who remembers, what's the first time Yaakovinu was afraid of Esav years ago already, right? Yaakovinu, all these years, for so many years, is away from Esav, and he's building his family, and finally he's willing to be with Esav again. When what happens, Chevra? When what happens? Esav HaTzadik is born. Right? Famous Rashi over there? Rashi there, and he quotes the Pasuk, the Beis Yaakov Esh, Beis Yosef Lehava, Beis Esav Lakash. The Yaakov is the fire, Yosef is the flame, and Esav is the straw. When Yosef HaTzadik is born, Yaakov says, okay, we can meet up with Esav again. And that's Parshas Vayishlach. Right? That's the beginning of Vayishlach. So here also, listen to the Medrash. Amar mi yuchel amo keneged alufim elu. Who's going to stand against Esav? Who could defeat Koyach Esav? Who could defeat our enemies, our oivim? Mashal amad davar doimer. So the Medrash gives a mashal. Ligmalim harbe shayatunim pishton. You had camels. They were carrying a lot of flax. Hayoymed hanapach. Comes along this glass blower. V'tameh avamer hechen yikonis kol pishton zeh. How's all the flax going to get through the doorway? What's going to be all this on the back of the camels? Pikeach echad hayosham. There was a wise person there. Amar lo, malach alatmo. What are you bothered about? What are you worried about? Nitzos echad yefi mimapuach sholcha. One spark will fly out from when you're blowing your glass. Vikalo, so will destroy all of the flax. One spark. Afkach, so to hear. Kishira Yaakovinu Esav aluf of Nisyare. He was afraid, Yaakov, at first of Esav. Amar miyuchel amali keneged Elu. Who's going to stand the court against Esav? Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu geit shalcha. You have a spark. Yechalo some that will destroy them. V'zeh Yosef. And that's Yosef. And he quotes the same pasuk of the Rashi. V'yabes Yaakov Eshu. Beis Yosef Lava. Beis Yosef Lakash. V'dolkabem. And Lekach, so therefore it's written in Parshas Vayeshev, right after Vayeshev Yaakov, Yeshev Yaakov, Yaakov returns, after all Alufei, Eile told us, Yaakov, Yosef. Who's the offspring of Yaakov? It doesn't say Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yosef. To remind Yaakov, don't worry, you're good. You got Yosef on your side. When you have Yosef on your side, you could defeat Esav, we could defeat our enemies. Yosef could defeat our enemies. Yosef, we know, could defeat Yavon. Yosef's Gematria 156, exactly Gematria, Melech Yavon. Exactly Gematria, Antiochus. Yosef could defeat. But how so? What's the koyach of Yosef keneged our enemies? What was the koyach of Yosef keneged Esav HaRasha that Yaakov Vinu saw, that the Medrash is teaching us, that the spark of Yosef. Remember, the first time that Yosef's born, he's this little baby, and he suddenly could defeat Esav HaRasha. So I've said over before, one shot. Just chazed that very quickly from the Shehelig Hashem Shmuel. The Shem Shmuel says Esav, the koyach of Esav is koyach. You see their koyach in the mahus, in the shame, in the essence of the name. Esav means what? Asu, he was finished. That just didn't mean physically he came out finished as he was, bearded and like a man. But Asu, that was his whole philosophy of life. I'm finished, I'm satiated, I've grown. I did my 1 or 2 years in Eretz Yisrael, I'm good to go. Asu. Yosef, what's the koyach of Yosef? Asaf, to always be growing, to always be working on oneself. That's the koyach keneged our enemies. Always be growing, always be in a state of growth. That's one yesod, perhaps. As my Rebbe would say, you could put that in your pipe and smoke it, and we'll move on. Have you heard Reb Lachman say this? Yeah, okay. But I want to suggest something else. You see right away, Ela told us Yaakov Yosef. So right away, what does it tell us about Yosef? What does it tell us about Yosef, Chavra? Who's Yosef? How's Yosef? The Koyach. Keneged Esav, the Koyach that's going to defeat Yavon. V'Yisrael Ov Es Yosef Mikol Banav Ki Ben Zakunim Ulo. He's Ben Zakunim Ulo. Pashut Pshat, he's the son of his old age, right? What does Rashi say, Ben Zakunim? First he says he's the son of his old age. And then Rashi moves on. V'Unkel is Targum Bar Chacham Ule. He was a Chacham. Kol Ma Shalom V'Shem Ha'Ever Masar Lo. He taught him Torah. He learned Torah with him. He learned Torah with him, and we know that was the simon later he gives. The agolos, the wagons, was the last thing they were learning. They were learning Torah together. In the eyes of Yaakov, the koyach of Yosef is the koyach shal Torah. The koyach shal Yosef is the koyach shal Torah. He was ben zakunim, that was his essence. He was ish Torah. Just as Yaakov was ish tam Yosef alim, that his favorite son was the son that follows in his footsteps. The yuknel shal aviv, he's one in the same. He's one in the same. How he's learning Torah just like his father. Chever, when you have Torah, nothing could stand in your way. That was the koyach keneged Esav. That's the koyach keneged Yavon. They tried lashkicham zarasecha because they understood this. It was giborim b'yamatim, sham b'yatzadikim, zaydim b'yaroyski zarasecha. Torah could defeat anything. Begashmi uberuchni. That's why the Chashmonaim knew they could win. Because they had Torah. Because they were sitting and learning Torah and didn't give in to the Hellenistic values of the Yavanim. And when they needed to, they played dreidel. But told us they were learning Torah. They didn't stop. No matter what. And when you have Torah, you have a force that cannot be contained. It doesn't matter how strong the physical army is or the spiritual army is. Yosef HaTzadik himself as a baby who represents Torah could defeat Esav. Chevra, we sit here in Chutz Laretz, and each and every one of us, we have our challenges. We have our nisyonos. It's thrown at us from every area. It's the nisayon of Yavon. The Nisayon of Yavon, the values of the world that we live in, the immorality, the Hellenistic values that we live in, that we're surrounded by, telling us what's important in life, how important Gashmias is in life, how important sports is in life, how important it is to be involved in Taiva. We are reliving the story of Hanukkah, there's no question, look around. We're Baruch Hashem. We're not reliving right now as we know it, here in America at least. We're not reliving the story of Purim. Maybe we want to relive Purim, but we're not reliving the story of Purim. Physically we're okay, we're very excited, we're going to have a president that seems to, Baruch Hashem, have our back more so than any president in the longest of times. You see Baruch Hashem, day after day, the statements that he comes out with, Kineged that Russia Gomor, who says he's our president now. Baruch Hashem, we have somebody, Nisim Gluyim, who's going to be president of the United States, who has who has grandchildren who are Kedoshim Yidden. I mean, it's you couldn't, if you told your grandparents this, imagine when they come out of imagine our grandparents come out of the Holocaust, and they come and they come into Ellis Island, and you tell them, by the way, your grandchildren, they're going to have the President of the United States whose grandchildren are going to be from Yidden. I mean, they'll laugh in your face. This is how the Rabbanu Shalom runs the world. And Meretz Hashem, it's going to lead to Mashiach. All those silly gematras that we saw, we thought they were silly, but and they were silly. They were silly, but ultimately they're going to be MS, Bez Hashem. Ultimately we see, we can't make this stuff up. It has to be leading to big stuff. This has to be leading to big stuff. Even the negativity that we see the Russia Obama, what he did in the UN this week, even that, we see it so clear, something like that's leading to big things, to bracha and simcha. It can't not be that America would do such a thing. America that's been such a friend to Eretz Yisrael, at least b'chitzonius, never b'chitzonius the way we see, at least on the exterior, to do what he did, it's clear that something big is going to happen. And this is only showing and telling us and teaching us the signs of who he was, and to be thankful even more so to the Rabbanu Shalom, who's going to be coming in, Bez Hashem is Baruch. And to have Chvesnish, to have the ambassador to Israel is going to be from Yid, from our community. These are not normal things. Who cares about Eretz Yisrael? A couple hours ago, I go to the mikvah, and I'm in the mikvah with the ambassador's nephew. Mamish, like, you can't make this stuff up. You know, that is, here, the ambassador to Israel's nephew cares like a lot of us do to go mikvah before we light the licht menorah. These are not normal things. You have to understand what this is, what we're seeing in the world. But at the same time, we live in a world. At the same time, we live in a world that's so clear. So again, we're not living through Haman. We're not living through Haman. But Vada, the morals and ethics of society is Yavon all over again. It's Mamish Yavon. We're Mamish living, maybe not in as pushy a Yavon, or maybe it's more of, it's not Hatzileni Nemiyad Ace of Dika Yavon, but it's Hatzileni Nemiyad Achi Dika Ace Yavon, those who are holding in the Beis Halevi. It's Hatzileni Nemiyad Achi Dika Yavon. So what's the only answer connected to that? The only answer is Torah is going to be tzadik ben zakunim. Are we amel b'Torah? Because Torah cannot be reckoned with. That's the only koyach connected. A lot of us in this room recently have finals going right now, coming up. And of course you have to put in time and put in effort. But are we moisir nefesh to put our melis into our learning in a big way, in a serious way, not to have to break siddurim, or in days when it's mamish, a must, to make sure to make up the time, and not days should go by without serious Torah learning, no matter what? That's what's going to keep us afloat. That's what's going to give us a kedusha. That's going to give us a ruchnius. Listen to the words of the Or HaChaim HaKadosh in Parashat B'Shalach. Listen to the words of the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. Rechaim HaKadosh by Kriyas Yamsuf. When he's talking about Kriyas Yamsuf, I'm not going to go into the whole Torah right now. I'm talking about the Tanai, the condition that was made by my separations that the Yamsuf should split. So he says it like this. Shehisna, listen to the words of Rechaim HaKadosh. I'm reading Rechaim HaKadosh. If you don't listen to these words, you can look it up in B'Shalach. Perig Yudalid, Pazuk of Zion. If you need more chairs, I think you gotta get from the basement, maybe, if you need more chairs. Or maybe in the living room. Listen to what he says. Shehisna Hashem al kol ma'aseh bereishis. Shehisna Hashem al kol ma'aseh bereishis. Hashem made a condition with all ma'aseh bereishis. When Hashem created the world, he made the following condition. You guys believe the Rechaim HaKadosh? Listen to what he says. Leos kifufim l'Torah v'amleha. That the whole world bends over to Torah and those who toil in it. The whole world bends over. The whole world is in your fingertips when you learn Torah. And not just when you learn Torah, when you toil in Torah. Lasos kol asher yigzuru aleihem. The world rules us like it rules and looks up to the world. I'm sorry, we rule the world the way God rules the world when we learn Torah. We find this true about the heavens and the world and the stars and the sun and the moon. The world is ruled over by tzaddikim. We determine what the world's going to do. The world bends to us. We rule the world. When you learn Torah. When you toil in Torah.
When you don't learn Torah, when you're not Amel B'Torah, all Gehenim Tachas HaShemesh, all of Golus. Oh, man. Okay, okay. There. Listen to the words of the Heilige Zohar. I assume everyone went to mikveh before licht, so we can learn the Zohar. If you didn't go before, the licht itself, mamish, you know, there's different types of ways to kasher. You can kasher something through hagala. Hagala is through a water means, right? Some boiling water. But the highest, higher than hagala is libun. Straight into the fire. So tonight, if you didn't happen to go to the mikveh before licht, I don't know how you lit your menorah, but we will. That's kashas for another time. No, emes. Emes, you have an opportunity one time a year to be involved in avoida beis hamikdash. Chevra. Mamish, one time a year you have to be involved in avoida beis hamikdash. Mamish avoida beis hamikdash. No, do you believe that? The menorah we light is the menorah of the beis hamikdash. It's the lingering taste of the Beis HaMikdash. It's Shirayim from the Beis HaMikdash. The Ramban tells us this Beferish in the beginning of Baal Oscha, that when Aaron HaKoyen was upset that his Shevet didn't partake in the Chanukah HaMishkan, Shalcha Gedol Shalom, don't worry, you have menorah, because it's going to be Lenetach and Tzachim, it's going to be forever. That menorah is going to have forever because of Chanukah. The menorah we light is the menorah of the Beis HaMikdash. You serve in the Beis HaMikdash, you don't go to the mikveh first. Shem Yerachim. At least tomorrow is Erev Shabbos Kodesh, so then Vada, we'll go mikveh first. Matzi Shabbos will take a little more Mesiris Nefesh. Zayis Chanukah, you're not going to go to mikveh before? Okay, fine, I'm not going to go there. L'meisa, but if you didn't go to the mikveh, so don't worry, at least when you lit the fire, it was Liban. When you lit the fire, it was Mamish Liban. You stared at the fire, and Mamish burned out anything from within. We're a different person. You can't be the same person before you lit the menorah and after you lit the menorah. We're a different person. It was the biggest mikvah. Vada, you hear? Yosef Atzadik, you hear? Over there?
Yeah.
You can have to give chazar shir to your brother, you know. So listen to what the Zohar says. The Zohar is in Parshas Beshalach, Nunches. He says, Bishat ad Yisrael, Allah me askim by Raisa. The time when Jews are not dealing with Torah. Smola is tokaf. The smola is samel. The satan takes over, grabs on. Vistopak chelon da'amin. And also the other nations grab onto us. Vishultan alayva goes from like Zerin de lo yachlin and Mekimbu. And they rule over the Jews. And they give us gzeros that we can't even stand up to. Sounds a little bit like Yavon, sounds a little bit like Golas. Valdo is Galiya ben Yisrael of his Badu ben Amir. And because of Bittul Torah, Golas comes and we are spread out amongst other nations. As we see, Al Ma'av Daretz, Al Azven as Tarasi. The Kol Zimna di Yisrael Yishtad Labaraisa, because whenever we're learning Torah, that we are strong and we grab on to all other nations. So Chevra, the Zohar tells us explicitly, all Golas comes because we're not Oisik B'Torah, we're not learning Torah properly. So you want Geula, you want redemption, Ki Ner Mitzvah B'Torah Or. The Chashmonaim were able to stand up to Yavon, they understood they'd been victorious because they knew they had the Koyach of Yosef, they had the Koyach of Torah. And the world bends to Torah. When you're learning Torah, there's no greater koyach that a person could have. The Bnei Yisrael explains in the beginning of Bereishis, and he explains it by Chanukah, but on the beginning of Bereishis, share a little bit of a deep Torah. Ready, Chavra? The Pasuk says, Vayar Elokim Esa'ar Ki Tov. God saw the light was good. So all the chevra in this room knows, and it's Rashi. This is not deep Torah. I mean, it's deep Torah, but it's Beferish Rashi. So if you learn Rashi on Torah, that the R is not talking about physical R, but it's talking about spiritual R, a spiritual light called the Or Hagonas, the spiritual light that was eventually hidden because the Rishonim of the world couldn't stand it, couldn't handle it. It was too holy. And it was hidden away. But he saw that that light was Tov, that light was good. But then Yisrael said, on the letter Tes of Tov, which is Gematria 9, there are four crowns. Dalet Tagin. What's 4 times 9? 36. We know without the Shamish, which is extra, we light 36 candles on Hanukkah. Keneged the Or HaGonis. The Or HaGonis, Chazal teach us, was in the world for 36 hours prior to being hidden away. Vayar Elokim es Or Ki Tov. He saw the light. The light of the Or HaGonis was good. We tap back into that Hanukkah through those 36 candles. Keneged the 36 hours of the Or HaGonis. During Toiv, test times 4 is 36. Vav plus Bay is what's left over. 6 plus 2 is 8. The 8 days of Hanukkah. That light that we remember during the, when we light Neros, where is it found? Open up Medrash Tanchuma in Parshas Noach, Os Gimel, and Medrash Tanchuma explicitly tells us it's found in those who are La'oim Le Torah Shabbat Peh, those who toil in Torah Shabbat Peh. You want to tap in Kiner Mitzvah Torah? You want the light of Torah? The light that will help us destroy all of our enemies physically and spiritually. The light that will ensure that we don't fall to the Hellenistic values, not just of the Greeks, but of America that we live in. Not fall prey to our taivas. Not fall prey to the values that is pushed upon us in the secular world, in the colleges that we go to, by some of the people that we spend our time with, telling us what's important, which is really the lowest of low. You want to be strong and make sure that your value system is in the right place. There's only one way, have the light of Torah, the clarity of Torah. And the world will bend to us then. And that's what the Chashmonaim had. That's how they were willing to stand up. That's how they made that miracle that we spoke about, to even be willing to fight Yavam, because they knew they had Yosef on their side. I got Torah in my back pocket, I can deal with anybody and anything. There's nothing I can't deal with. And if we want to be Matzliach throughout the rest of our life, that's the only answer, Chevra. Other words, I have news for you. Gullus will take over, and it's not me. That's what the Zohar told us. If you're not Oisik B'Torah, Gullus is going to take over. Oisik B'Torah. To work hard in Torah. You know, the menorah... You ready for a deep Torah? I'll tell you, this past Shabbos... You ready to follow this? You ready, Shalom Allah? It was worth coming just for what we're about to say. This past Shabbos in Shul... So, I went to the Svarim to take a Sefer, to learn a little bit in between Aliyahs. Okay, fine, during Aliyahs, whatever, you know, Maven Yavin. And I took a Sefer, and I thought I took the Tzemach Tzedek. And I started reading, I looked quickly, it said Tzemach Tzedek, and I start reading it. And I'm learning, it's just like Ramazim Acher, Ramazim Acher, Ramazim. It was like the deepest Torah, it was incredible. But it's like so not the style of Tzemach Tzedek. But I thought I'm learning Tzemach Tzedek. Avmar, you saw this. You saw this? You were there, no? So it's a safer Tzemach Tzedek. Tzemach Tzedek. It's a vision of the Rebbe. So I saw the following Torah in there. He said as follows. We know the Menorah is supposed to be up to 10 tefachim, the best place it should be. Again, if our window's higher than that, we paskin, you should put it higher than that, as long as it's below 20 amos. But it's supposed to be between 3 and 10 tefachim. We know all the famous Torahs on that, even though that's where the Rabbanu Shalom usually doesn't go at that point, but even the Shechina is there in Chanukah, Hamevin Yavin. So he says if you take 10 tefachim, so 10 times tefach, tefach, is Gematria 97. Tefach is 97. 10 times Tefach. That's pretty easy, come on. Very good. What college is this? I know. So it's 970. 10 times Tefach is 970. However, it's supposed to be Pachos Yud. Lower, it should be lower. So he says you take off 10 from 970. Take off 10. Pachas Yud. So you take off 10 is 960. What's 960? Who knows? Oh, What is a mikvah? What's 960 of a mikvah? How many lugan? No, 40 saw, but 960 lugan in a mikvah. 24 lugan per saw, right? 960 lugan in a mikvah. Bnei Tzoshchuk says this by his Torah by Rosh Hashanah, some of the Chevra is familiar with, maybe. Because the 40, he says it over there, because 40 days from Elul till Yom Kippur, 40 days times 24 hours a day is also 960. So we're in the mikvah of Elul. We said this over years ago. But here he says also you find 960. 10 times Tefach minus 10 is 960. That these days of Chanukah is such a mikvah. But what are you guys thinking about it? What's the biggest mikvah? There's no bigger mikvah than Torah. There's no bigger mikvah than Torah. Open up Sidkas HaTzadik, the Rebbe Rav Tzadik, and Ayin and Ois Tzadik Gimel, and he'll tell you that the Rabbeinu Shalom shines upon us a light sometimes. But then we don't see that light often. Where could you see that light? Always when you sit and you learn Torah, you could see Hashem. Every time you learn Torah, you're one with Hashem. And we know Mikvah Yisrael Hashem! Mikvah Yisrael Hashem! So every time I learn Torah, I'm with Hashem. Every time I learn Torah, the Nefesh Chayim says I'm learning with Hashem, mamish. So what does that mean? Every time I learn Torah, I'm going to the biggest mikvah in the world. Mikvah Yisrael Hashem. So maybe that's what the Tzemach Tzadik is teaching us. That these days of Chanukah are days of Or, of Or HaGonas, to remind us to be Amelus B'Torah. There's no Hashem in his Torah, the Menorah was Torah. That's how we have the clarity to defeat the Yetzer Hara, to defeat Yavan. I was told this week by a special tzaddik who's learning in a kollel in Israel. He told me a story. He told me he saw it in the Sefer Hasod, which is a Sefer written by someone I have the schus to be close with, the Rebbe Sandel of Yitzchok Hershkovitz. Schus Yagan. He's a big tzaddik. Tell over Torah and his name is Zichus. Who he wrote Sheifus and Mamish is awesome. Mashi Ezra, the Chevra knows Rav Yitzchok Hershkovitz. So he wrote a Sefer Hasod. All stories in Torah, almost all about Rav Yashiv. Had an amazing, I told the Chevra the story I had once with Rav Yol with that. Incredible, just very quickly. The year he came out with the Sefer Hasod, that year I was right after he came out with it, I got it, I was learning it, it was incredible. I got it when I was in Eretz Yisrael, Yom Kippur. And then I was back in Eretz Yisrael that year, October, for a chasana. And right when I was leaving to the chasana, the Rebbe, Rabbi Spiegel, so he asked me if I could bring, he saw me the day I was leaving to Eretz Yisrael, and he asked me if I could bring a little package to give Rav Yitzchok Hershkovitz. It was like a bag. I didn't open it up. I don't know what it was. I said, of course, but I said, I'm going mamish for like a day. I don't know if I'm going to have time to go find him, but I'll bring it to Yitzhak. I'll give it to one of my talmidim, we'll bring it to him. So kachave, I went to Yitzhak, I was by the chasna, and then it was night. I realized I was leaving. I'm packing up my stuff, and I see the bag. I never gave it to anyone. So I called Meir Gavriel Kohn, who now is still serving in the army in San Chanim. At the time, he was, I think it was a Shana Gimel in the Tivarye. And I call him up, I say, listen, I have this package, could you do me a favor, maybe you have to deliver it, he's a big Talmid Chacham, you can bring it to it, you'll see, it'll be very special to meet him. I was leaving, I was going to say goodbye to Rav Yoel Rakovsky, my Yedid Nefesh. So I said, I'll go to by Rav Yoel, I'll leave him this package by Rav Yoel, and you'll pick it up from Rav Yoel, and Meir, of course, agreed. So I go to Rav Yoel, I walk into Rav Yoel's apartment, and he's sitting down, he was eating dinner, and as he's sitting at dinner, he's learning Hasod, this Sefer. So he looks up to me, he says, Arya, he says, this Sefer, it's so incredible, I mamish can't put it down. The Chizik, I said, Rebbe, I'm learning it as well, it's incredible, no? He says, who wrote it? Who's the author? It's so incredible. I'm holding this bag. On the front of the bag, it says, Yitzchok Hershkovitz with his phone number, that I'm leaving here for Meir to deliver. I said, Rebbe, this is the author. He looks at me like I'm crazy. You know what I mean? I say, yeah, I was bringing you this bag for Mayor. You could go with him if you want to meet him. You could go. Mom, she can't make this up. Only an artistral. So anyways, listen to this story. So he told me this. He told me this story that I went and I read it late last night as well, just to, before I was going to tell it over, I wanted to make sure of the details.
It was 1948, the beginning of the state of Eretz Yisrael. And at the time, the Yidden and Eretz Yisrael were very, very poor and impoverished. And one day a sign goes up in one of the shuls that tomorrow there's going to be a massive siyum, mamish, kiyad hamelech, basar v'dogim, meat and fish and foods that they had maybe at a chasana those days. Not even on Shabbos. No one understands. Who's making this siyum? What kind of usher? What's going on? We hardly have any food making this big... And they show up the next day, everyone from the shul, they're so excited, and they see who's making the scene. One of the mispalim that they know, who himself had a very little money, they didn't understand. But mamish, the food was kiyad ha-melech. Mamish, incredible. Say, what's it? Must be, it's mamish, he's been saving up a long time, he's Messiah Gantz Shas, be'in, something very big, he's making such a scene. They didn't know what he's making the scene on. And he goes, and what's he make siyum on? He makes the siyum on Meseches Moed Katan. Mamish Meseches Moed Katan, one of the smaller Meseches in Shas. You know, like when a month before the 9 days, we think maybe I want to make a siyum. We look on our shelf, Moed Katan maybe, you know? Moed Katan, Nativ Kayetzman, right, exactly. No disrespect to Moed Katan, I mean, it's... Every Masechta and Shas is packed with Kol HaTorah Kula. That being said, to make such a siyum, and what was going on? So he gets up to make the siyum. He says to the Olam, he says, I'm sure you want to know, you want to understand why I'm making such a big siyum, what's going on? Making such a big siyum, Masechta is my katan. He says, let me tell you something. I was in Auschwitz. He rolls up his sleeve and he shows the numbers on his arm. And so when I was in Auschwitz, there was a man there, and this man, people thought he was crazy. People thought he was out of his mind, which happened all the time. Because we can't judge anyone from that door. He was constantly just murmuring to himself, talking to himself. People thought he lost his mind. He lost his whole family, he lost everything he had, he lost his mind. He's always talking to him, always murmuring things. And one night I'm sleeping in the barracks. Whenever he saw this guy, when he's walking, when he's everywhere, he's just murmuring. I'm sleeping in my barrack, and you know how it was in the barracks? There's a few rows, some of us were there and saw this with our own eyes. And you had a wooden barrack, and you had 6 to 8 Jews on a wooden barrack that fit like 3 people. And he was on the barrack right on top of me. And one night, it's the middle of the night, and all of us looked so forward. The one thing we looked forward to all day was just lying down and sleeping the few hours we had to sleep. A few hours of Menuchas and Nefesh. Not Menuchas and Guf, because we had no Guf. And suddenly, I'm woken up by that guy. The murmur, he starts waking me up. The guy we thought was off his rocker starts waking me up. He's apologizing. He's apologizing from the depth of his soul. That he woke me, he knows how precious sleep is. But he said he had to wake me, he had to talk to me. He says, you know, you see me all the time whispering and murmuring and moving my lips, I want to tell you why. He says, before the war, and I knew the war was coming, I knew what was happening, I saw it, I had the foresight. I decided if there's going to be a war like this and I'm going to suffer physically, I'm going to lose my family, I'm not going to give one drop of ruchnias to the Nazis. And for years prior, I memorized Baal Peh, Kol Shas Gemara Rashi Tosfos. Kol Shas Gemara Rashi Tosfos. So that when the war comes and I'm not going to have my Svarim, not a moment will go by that I'm not learning Torah, and I'm going to give my life, I'm going to be Ki'ilu Karban Oila to the Rabbi Nishalom when I leave this world. And that's why you see, whenever you saw me, whenever you didn't saw, I didn't want to tell anyone, but I was mamish chazering Gemara Rashi Tosfos was Kol Shas. He says, but I feel right now that I have nothing left. I know that physically I have very little time left in this world. I don't know if I'm going to make it too many more minutes in the world.
but I'm in the middle of Mesechlef Ma'ikatan. I'm daf tes in Ma'ikatan right now. How could I leave the world and go up to Shemayim in the middle of a Mesechta? Daf tes in Ma'ikatan. So I need you to promise me something. I woke you up and I'm so sorry, but I need you to promise me something. I'm going to give you a bracha that you're going to make it. You're going to live through this Gehenna. And I want you to promise me that when you make it, you are Messiah in my cotton in my memory. And it will be a chus for my neshama, and then when I'm in the oil of my emes, my ma'id cotton won't be a chati ma'id cotton, it'll be a full ma'id cotton. And mamish, moments later, this yid left the world. And now this yid in Eretz Yisrael says, the siyim I'm making now is not my siyim. It's his siyim. And that's why, how could I not make a siyim, mamish, kiyad ha-melech, such a siyim? A siyim is such a kaddish tiki yid. Chevra, when you have Torah, you have everything. When you have Torah, you have everything, and the koyach ha-Torah, and ha-melech b'Torah, is the koyach that defeats all our oivim, everything begashmi uberuchni. That's the koyach of Yosef HaTzadik, and that's the koyach that the Chashmonaim had that defeated the Yavanim, and that's the Or of Chanukah. And yes, we only have a few more days left of Chanukah, but a few more days to grab onto the chizik, grab onto the light of Kiner Mitzvah V'Torah. And even if we're not going to light candles starting Sunday night, every time we learn, I'm mamish igniting the greatest of fires. Every time I'm osik b'torah, it's amelos b'torah, there's no, lo kedivrei esh, no masham, it's a fire. And it's a fire that can defeat any yetzara. And we have to believe in that, and understand that if I'm connected to Torah, I'm connected to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam always. Zarechayim, one last Zarechayim, Zarechayim Kaddish tells us, Zarechayim v'yichi, Perek Mem Tes, Pasuk Yud Gimel. Ki golas dalad shebo yigla ha-goyal ha-atzam. The final galus that we're in, the final galus that finally we're going to be redeemed and mamish bring Melech Mashiach b'karav mamish. Tzarech shetia biyad Yisrael mitzvas esek haTorah. The only way is when we have esek b'Torah, when we sit and we delve into and learn Torah. So Be'ez Hashem Zvarach, we should be zoicha to grab on to the chizik of Chanukah, the Or of Chanukah, and specifically take Kabbalahs on ourselves to be Isaac b'Torah, Amelos b'Torah, to add to our Amelos b'Torah, to late nights, early mornings, whatever it is that we take upon ourselves, a few extra minutes. And that chus will be Zoicha to not just Geula of Chanukah, but the Geula Shlema of Mashiach Tzidkenu, b'mehirah v'yameinu.